All right, listen, I'm going to jump on over. We're going to start with dipper number three. I'm getting three of them in, man. I'm going for broke, brother. I'm all in. I'm going to run straight through the tape.
Let's do it.
I'm in. The mighty First Amendment. The mighty First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or of the right to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of your grievances. There's a lot in there. There's a reason why that's the First Amendment. There's a reason why that's the one that our founders decided was the very first one they needed to do. Right up front, they said, you know what? Ain't nobody going to tell you how to worship. And the government cannot get involved in establishing religion. And oh, by the way, we're also going to make sure that you're allowed to exercise your freedom of religion. And oh, by the way, we're going to make sure that the press remains free of manipulation by the government. And oh, by the way, in the same one, we're going to make sure that people know they can gather together and assemble for peaceable opportunities to make themselves known. And oh, by the way, we're also going to make sure that people are allowed to actually petition their government to have wrongs made right. And most importantly, as to what I'm about to cover here in a moment, that government shall not abridge the freedom of speech. And yet we are seeing right now that there is an effort underway to do that very thing. The mighty First Amendment is where it is as first in line for a reason. It is put there first by the founders because it included the very things that they had fought to get away from. And we're going to talk about it for the next half hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. The Mighty First Amendment coming up next. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers a whole lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. No kidding, y'all. Southern Immediate Care. Listen up now. They are a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Places like Anniston, Gadsden, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. They're everywhere, and I hear there's more coming. But Southern Immediate Care literally opens 7 days a week at all locations, and they will see all ages. So it doesn't matter, you know, pediatric to geriatric, they'll see all of them. And listen, you get sick on a Saturday, do you want to wait till a Monday? No, Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, this is who I use personally. And I say that with all sincerity, not because they advertise. I was using them before. I was so impressed with how clean and professional and friendly they were every time I had to go. I thought I could brag on this. And so I just flat out asked him, would you consider advertising? Well, it turns out they're owned by a Right Side ruffian, so that kind of helped out. But yes, Southern Immediate Care, you find the location nearest to you, head on down there. And by the way, when you're there, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. I gotta jump on a text from John real quick. John from Huntsville, he's watching the game, which I can't even watch right now, and I'm dying to know what's going on. So he's plussing me up right here. He says, Phil, let you know it's halftime. Auburn is ahead of number 13 seed Yale at 41-34 at halftime. Whoop, whoop, War Eagle. Thank you, John. Appreciate you. Pam from Locust Fork says, the people who make these laws, how would they feel if and when it happens to their daughter? Do they mind a grown man being in the bathroom with their 12-year-old girl? I agree, Pam. And by the way, I'll ask you this. When you're putting let's say, for instance, these folks at space camp, when they're putting a guy who thinks he's a girl in charge of little girls and they get to walk into the women's changing areas and all that, would they let that person babysit for their own kids? That's what I want to know. Would they bring them into their house and say, I'm going out to a movie. I want you to take care of my child tonight. I bet you not. But they'll let them take care of your child. Rap from Athens says, when I seen the women getting arrested for trying to take back her house, the first thing that came to my mind was, when injustice becomes the law, rebellion becomes the duty. Wow. Wow, that's profound. That may have to be a t-shirt. Jefferson, I think he says. Thanks, Rap. So listen, I'm in my last dipper of the day, dipper number three of the triple dipper. I'm calling this the mighty First Amendment. The First Amendment is there for a reason. It does a variety of things. It protects your right to assemble. It protects your right to have freedom of religion. It protects your right to have a press that is fair and open and cannot be, you know, influenced by the government. It respects your right to be able to petition your government when you believe it has done you wrong. And it protects your freedom of speech. Wouldn't it be a hoot to find out that your Supreme Court justices don't understand that? I held in my hands a story from Fox News dated 3 days ago. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson raises eyebrows with a comment that the First Amendment actually hamstrings government. What? Okay, here we go. They had oral arguments on a case that came when Missouri and Louisiana were suing most recently, claiming that high-ranking government officials had worked with like social media under the guise of quote-unquote combating misinformation. So Missouri and Louisiana led a bunch of other states, which I believe includes Alabama, in this lawsuit claiming that you can't do that. You can't go out there and decide that you're allowed to censor. You can't go out there to what is now known as the digital public square and say, we need you to not allow that to be said. Because that's what they were doing. It took 2 hours of oral arguments. And if you're not familiar, the way this typically works is in oral, not everything goes on to oral arguments. A lot of things are submitted on briefs. I've submitted multiple times to the Alabama Supreme Court, never had to go down for oral arguments. It's a quite a different animal. And I'll be honest with you, to me, I would find that to be intimidating. And I can speak for a living because you're literally at the mercy of these justices who know their stuff. And they will ask you questions, and you'd better have an answer. You have to be steeped in the knowledge of what you're doing. But what about when they ask you a question and you realize maybe they don't know what they're doing? So 2 hours of debate. At one point, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the one who was nominated by Biden and confirmed to the court, she took issue with what was being proposed by the Republican plaintiffs. She says, your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the federal government in significant ways in the most important time periods. The government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of the country by encouraging, even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. Did you just hear what she said? Your view that the First Amendment is hamstringing the federal government. That's the point of the First Amendment. That Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. The First Amendment is supposed to hamstring government. It is absolutely there so that government cannot stop you from having the right to speak. So that government will not decide what is allowable and not allowable in terms of language, information, opinion, public discourse. Now, granted, there are reasonable applications to the denial of free speech. You can't incite a riot. You can't stand up. The old line is you can't stand up and yell fire in a crowded theater when it's not real. You can't do the kind of thing. You can't call for people to be harmed. I get it. That's not this. She says, your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the federal government. Well, yes, ma'am. That is my view. In fact, that is actually the view. That is the view of the founders. That is why the First Amendment, the mighty First Amendment, was the first in line so that government cannot abridge the freedom of speech. And yet, here's a Supreme Court justice who seems to be completely nonplussed by the idea of saying that that's just really not a good idea. It's the amendment to the Constitution. So, yeah. A conservative commentator, John Hsu, a constitutional attorney who served in the Bush administrations, both of them, says, the First Amendment actually prevents government officials from coercing, explicitly or implicitly, publishers to remove posts or articles because the government disagrees with them. So I am galled by this, y'all. She's a Supreme Court justice. Well, all right, here's another piece from Town Hall about the same type topic. Glenn Greenwald, you may have seen him on Fox quite a bit. He used to appear on Tucker. He still appears on Jesse Waters sometimes. I think I've seen him on Laura Ingraham. But Glenn Greenwald, if you're not aware, He's not a conservative, but he is a free speech advocate. He's an independent reporter who does not play, and he does not give any quarter to the idea of government allowing censorship or quote-unquote handling of misinformation. And he wrote, when Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said that, he wrote, "She believes the free speech guarantee is an impediment to the government being able to do things it needs to do." Well, I appreciate Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson being as explicit as she is. She's speaking for American liberals here, saying we can't allow freedom of speech anymore. It's too dangerous. But then he goes on to say, that's what's at the heart of that case. That is what is at the heart of the Biden administration's behavior. Disinformation apparently being something that is too dangerous to permit. Yeah, well, the bottom line is this. The freedom of speech is a freedom. It is a right. It is something that was declared for us. It was put in place. It is immutable. And if you are a strict constructionist, if you are an absolutist, if you are one who believes that the Constitution of the United States was not designed to be gerrymandered or interpreted differently than what it was written, take it at its plain value, then you have to believe that Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is saying, it appears you're just trying to hamstring the government. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we are. We are trying to hamstring the government from being able to tell us what we're allowed to think or say. Classic example, and I'll kind of end on this. Classic example. Red State has a piece. You may have seen this in the last few days. I think it was last week, actually. New York Attorney General Letitia James. You know her. She's the one that persecuted Trump. Oh, you mean prosecuted, Phil? No, I mean persecuted. Persecuted Trump in New York and got that massive $453 million judgment that he's now got to figure out how to pay as he appeals it. Which, by the way, comes up Monday. She went to give a speech. And the firefighters who were at the speech for an awards ceremony, a number of them booed her. Just so you know, that's freedom of speech. Now, there can be decorum. There can be good order and discipline. I understand that it's not going to be a good idea in a military formation for the general to stand up there and say, "Men, I'm here to talk to you," and have troops start booing the general. That does not go over very well. I'm pretty sure they'll be in the front leaning rest doing push-ups until their nose bleeds. But the reality is this. The fire department hosted a ceremony, had Letitia James come in. She was booed. The question then becomes, is there freedom of speech? Are you allowed to express yourself? Was this a violation of good order and discipline? Or are they now trying to violate freedom of speech because the chief, he put out the word that he was going to hunt down who they were that did the booing? Because he was in protection mode. And I'm just telling you, folks, the First Amendment is the mighty First Amendment. I mean, and we could talk about the Second Amendment all day long, too. The Second Amendment's there to defend the First Amendment if you get down to it. Those first two are there for a reason. The first one, though, the mighty First Amendment, is the most important. Everything else follows that. Your right to due process, your right to bear arms, you know, your rights to vote, your all these things. None of it matters if you don't have the first. None of it. None of it matters if you cannot worship or speak or assemble or even petition your government. None of it matters. It's the mighty First Amendment, y'all, and I know that there's massive advocacy groups out there. I'm a huge supporter of the NRA and other gun rights groups. I passed great gun rights legislation in the state house when I was there as a state senator. I was proud to be a part of it. I'm about as gun guy as you can get. I'm an attorney. I totally get due process. I believe in it. Everyone should be afforded it. But I also know that none of that matters if you don't have the First Amendment. None of it. It is the mighty First Amendment, and don't ever forget it. All right, we'll take the last break of this week, and then we'll come right back and close her down for the week. Friday afternoon, oh yeah, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all text it or call it, 833-68-RIGHT. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower. John from Huntsville has sent in the grades already. He says, Big Rig, it's an A++ for his nearly perfect performance. However, today's winner is obviously Phil. I like the way he says, obviously, Phil, with an A triple plus and congratulations on completing all three dippers. Also want to say that you and Big Rig are without a doubt my favorite radio duo. Thank you. Thank you, John. Get some applause and some happiness over there. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Throw another explosion in there.
Appreciate you, John. Hey, let's jump on the phones real quick. I just saw Jeff Rowe from Indiana has called in. Jeff, are you feeling better today, man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, things are a little bit better today. Everything just feel like an old cat, alley cat that's been in a fight, man, but I'm feeling my wounds.
as long as you're the one who's still got all your hair and claws and ready for the next fight, you're all right.
Well, I got the hair is coming out nowadays, but it's still there.
Oh, my gosh. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
Hey, Congress and everything writes laws to govern. Basically, all the laws are made to govern the people. Well, the Constitution is the laws that govern the government. But those laws don't mean a thing whenever the government is in tyranny, which is, I don't know if you figured it out yet or not, but we're living in a tyrannical government right now, because every time I say that to you, you kind of laugh. Uh-huh.
No, I'm not laughing. No, brother, I think it's funny the way you say it. I don't know if you figured it out yet. But no, listen.
Well, you're one of those educated people that sometimes things go right over your head that's kind of right in front of your face.
Well, I'm not sure, but that sounds like a backhanded compliment. No, I totally agree.
I think I'm saying you're well educated.
Well, I appreciate it, but I think the Biden administration is absolutely but what's weird is, you know, some tyrants know they're tyrants. Saddam Hussein knew he was a tyrant. I think Biden. I don't think he realizes how tyrannical he. I don't know if Biden realizes what he had for breakfast, but I don't. I don't think that Biden recognizes the level of tyranny he's bringing in. I mean, everything from environmental regulations and jacking up the economy and the porous southern border, and then getting in there and doing everything he can to gerrymander the First Amendment rights to have, you know, freedom of speech with social media. It's just unbelievable, unbelievable.
Well, Biden. Well, let's all agree. Biden is not in control. He, like I say, he don't even know how to get off the stage. So, I don't know who's in control right now. But those people, they should be walking on thin ice.
He does have special shoes now, though. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Yes, that's what I hear. He's got some boat shoes.
He's got some very special shoes designed to give him better stability as he tries to make it up the steps of Air Force One. I shouldn't mock. I'm gonna be 80 one day.
Do you think maybe somebody throws them shoes at him like it did Bush or whatever, hit him in the head and anchoring him out a little bit?
Hey, I don't know if you remember that, but Bush dodged those shoes pretty good. I mean, they were flying at his head, and he saw them coming. He was like a ninja stepping out of the way. But
that was pretty funny.
But you know what? By the way, that we're totally chasing a rabbit now. But you know that was that was more than just somebody throwing a shoe. One of the ultimate insults in the Middle East is for someone to point the sole of their foot at you because it says that you are nothing but like dung or a thing that goes under my feet. If you look back at when they tore down the Saddam Hussein statue in Baghdad, you'll see people taking their shoes off and hitting it with their shoes because that's exactly what they were doing. They were insulting the statue. When I met with folks over there, I couldn't cross my legs, you know, to have my boot pointed at somebody because it would be seen as an insult. I had to not do that. But anyway, I don't know why I went down that rabbit trail, but I guess I had a minute to kill. There you go.
Well, certainly. It's all fun and games at this time of the day, you know, on a Friday.
Or are you back on the road next week?
I'm back on the road Sunday, yeah.
All right. Well, blessings on you, man. And no more time off. Get back into business.
Oh, man, I need time off. I work 60, 70 hours a week, man. It's almost like a vacation.
That's why we have an economy, because of people like you. You are daily resisting Bidenomics just by simply keeping the wheels of commerce turning.
Yeah, but my money's going to places where it shouldn't. You know how that goes.
Maybe
I need to become an illegal alien. I'd save some of my money and get paid some more.
Then you get free lodging and everything. All right, brother. Do well. We'll see you Monday, all right?
All right. Have a good one, Phil.
You too. He's right. I do believe that we are seeing if it's not tyranny, it's at least borderline tyranny. I mean, the Biden administration is absolutely out of control. And I spent the first hour and a half of today's show. If you missed it, you can always pick it up. Our podcast is out there talking about the southern border. And it's actually it's an invasion. The whole First Dipper was called invasion. And my opening monologue dealt with the topic about we've been pushed too far and it's time to push back. And that, by the way, I will say again, I just mentioned a minute ago, the podcast is out there every single day. Big Rig does a great job of taking the show, breaking it up into pieces, cleaning up the audio, making it commercial free, posting it where you can get to it. You can find it in all the places like, you know, Rumble and iTunes and Podbean,
Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've actually seen a huge uptick in downloads since you've been doing that. So thank you very much.
We're in for the month. We're up like 20%.
Woo! Come on, download some more, people. All right, folks. We love you. You guys have an amazing weekend. We'll see you Monday.